dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as, well, an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. We are obliged to spend a little time talking about one of the outcroppings of that war in a friendly country, indeed one of our closest friends, the United Kingdom, which has of late been relentlessly attacked by, well, I think of them as Sharia supremacists, a man who has stood against them courageously and for a long time, I'm very pleased to say, is our guest to discuss the latest attacks over the weekend in Britain and what is animating them and what must be done about them. He is Paul Weston. He is the co-founder of the Liberty GB, that is Great Britain Party. He is a former member of the British Freedom Party, the author in 2015 of a very important piece, Immigration, Altruism, and National Suicide. Paul Weston, it's very good to have you with us. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us about what's going on in your country and what it portends for ours. It's good to be with you.
Thank you very much for having me on, Frank. Thank you.
Let me just ask you to start by sort of level setting for us, if you will, Paul. There have been three attacks in recent days in Britain, murderous attacks at that. What's going on, Paul? What does this rise to, as I think now, really something beyond terrorism to actually an insurgency? What's your view?
Insurgency is, I think, exactly the right word for it. And, you know, I think we've seen the some data a few years ago about what happens to countries as the Muslim demographic grows by certain percentages. And I think we're seeing now that that when it hits 5%, you start seeing proper low-level insurgency on the streets. And we've had this, three attacks, but we've also, over the last, I think, 3 months, had five more attacks, which intelligence have picked up on and stopped. And they are tracking 3,000 suspected jihadists and a further 23,000 friends of suspected jihadists. And you know, so this is something that is now taking up all of the time of the intelligence services. And the other day we had this guy called Dominic Grieve, who is in charge of our Homeland Security, effectively. He's a member of parliament. And he came out after the Manchester bombings, and he said, look, we do our best, but some of these are always going to get through, and there is nothing we can do about it. And my thought on this was, well, there is something you can do about it, but what it means is actually deporting people from this country. And he's not going to do that, so he is going to accept dead children at pop concerts and dead people on London bridges, because he doesn't want to be thought of as a racist, and actually get rid of the people that want to kill us. It's an extraordinary situation.
Well, let me come back to that in a moment, but to stay with this issue of characterizing the problem, we've, of course, been hearing a lot from Theresa May, your prime minister, who is now standing in parliamentary elections that we're told are being closely contested. I'm not sure that's right, and I think you're skeptical about that as well, but in any event, she's down to the last few days of this election as we speak, and she's struggling, it seems, to describe what her government's policy will be towards this, well, Sharia supremacism in your midst. Do you have a sense of whether there is actually any intensification of the effort on their part, or is it basically empty rhetoric at this point?
I think it's all empty rhetoric. As long as you are incapable, as she is at the moment, of naming the enemy, then there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Because after the London Bridge terror attack the other night, she came out of number 10 Downing Street the next day, and she said it was conducted by Islamists, and Islamism is a perversion of Islam, which is a religion of peace, and it is also a perversion of the truth. Now, you know, we all know what it says in the Quran. We all know that Muhammad said, "I be made victorious through terror." Now, we all know that, but she is banking on the fact that most people don't. She doesn't want to confront the issue, because confronting the issue means having to do something about it, and doing something about it means closing down mosques and interning suspected terrorists. And she knows that the insurgency right now would turn into potential civil war by clamping down on them. So she is just trying to soothe people and reassure people that they're on the case, but they're not. You know, they are terrified of Islam and terrified of confronting it, I'm afraid.
You have recommended your party, Liberty GB, has been pushing now for some time to address this problem by reducing the numbers of the minimum, I would assume, Sharia supremacists in the United Kingdom. We spoke yesterday with Lord Malcolm Pearson, who was very worried about the lack of help that your country is getting from non-Islamist members of the Muslim community. Would you not face, if you were to take such a draconian step as to begin removing people from Britain, that very danger of civil war? And if that's a risk, how would you mitigate it?
I'm not sure that it is something that can be avoided, because if we do nothing for another decade, we are going to see the 4 million Muslim demographic in Britain turn into an 8 million. Demographic, or possibly a 10 million. And when you start trying to do something about it, then it becomes even harder. I think we're in a very unpleasant situation where we have to do something now. It is going to cause potential unrest, potential civil war. But if we don't do it and we leave it a decade, it will become far worse to deal with. So it's between a rock and a hard place. But the sooner you deal with it, the less violence is going to occur.
I think that's the lesson of history, isn't it? That when you have hard problems, particularly those that threaten the security of your nation, generally speaking, delay, procrastination does not improve your situation by any means. Would you say that number will grow that dramatically because of just the internal demographic birth rates, or would this be compounded by further migration of people into the United Kingdom, or some combination of the two?
Well, yes, it's very much a mixture of the both. But even if you stopped immigration tomorrow completely from Muslim countries, you still have the birth rate differential. And we are declining 25% a generation as native Brits. And the Muslim demographic is 3.54 children, is doubling every decade. So it is something that has to be dealt with. And people say that surely the ones who are born here are going to be less extremist, but in actual fact, that's not the case. They are far more extremist than their grandparents were, you know, who moved here from places like Pakistan.
Paul Weston, just very quickly, Theresa May has talked about traditional British values as being more appealing than these, totalitarian values of Sharia. Is there any chance, in your judgment, that left on the same course as you're on at the moment, this will translate into relief?
Absolutely not, no, because the values that Theresa May talks about as being sort of intrinsic to us and to Britain, she says it is respect for minorities and it is tolerance. Now, you know, those are not, you know, that is not how British culture and Britain came into being. You know, these are just signs of submission, basically. And for the Muslims who look at our British values, you know, she never mentions Judeo-Christian values. None of these things. So when you have fanatical young Muslims who look at our populist MTV culture, they are quite rightly repelled by it, and they don't see any strong culture, any proper traditional English British culture, and so they're drawn even further to their own culture, which unfortunately is seeking to to actively dominate ours. So there's only ever going to be one winner in any sort of cultural value war, and that's Islam.
Paul, I thank you very much for the clarity and the courage with which you are making these kinds of points, and for sharing them with us on this side of the pond, as well as in your own country. Paul Weston, again, the co-founder of Liberty Great Britain Party. He is a remarkable ally in this war I call for the free world.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.